Good evening, good evening. To God with all the glory. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church, the Pan Division of the KPF family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. To God with all the glory. Let's give God some praise. Come on, y'all. That's right. To God be the glory. Let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go.
What's up, Baltimore? Somebody make some noise in here tonight. We come to praise one God, one name, and it's worthy of all our praise. Come on and help me praise him. Yes.
You are Lord and King. To the true and living God we sing. You are master of everything. All creation shall call you King. All creation shall
call
you King.
You are
Lord and King.
To the true and living God we sing. You are master
of everything.
Oh, give up everything that's in my heart that you ask God. And simply give your praise. Give your glory. Give your glory. Give your glory. He is the preachers. And he is the one of hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love him. We love him and we worship him.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Right,
this one. Forever, come on.
Forever.
Yes, sir. And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
Give
the
for me.
Blessings and
glory. Hallelujah.
And honor and glory.
We bless you.
He leads me beside still waters.
Yeah.
He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation.
Yeah.
But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me. Deliver me, 'cause all I need to do is hurt me.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
us tonight.
Yeah.
Come on, raise the vibration. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise the vibration. The motion.
You provide fire. I'll provide sacrifice.
You provide spirit. And I will open up inside. You provide fire. You provide spirit. I will open up inside.
Thank you.
Just
chance to see you. To be for all you is my cure. Lord, if I can lose it, it's my favor in your sight. Just ask and say, Lord, please, Lord, please. Hear my heart cry. It's desperately waiting just to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Across the highest
end.
Across the highest end. I shall never fall. Say for your glory, for your glory. I will do whatever it takes, just because I want to see you. I really want to sing it all to behold you as my King. Hey. Say for your glory. Oh God, you need your glory. I will do
to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, Parent Division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. Now, this time I posted early in the service, because I couldn't wait, and, you know, they said I do sometimes I do long services. I thought I'd been doing short services, but in any case, I posted, I'm going to post it again. You come from two parts of the Bible, one Old Testament, one New Testament. Before I go into details with it, I'm going to have the woman that she didn't call in. I'm going to have the First Lady of GMPCC, and also she is the pastor of the Church Without Walls. We're going to see more of the Church Without Walls soon. But we're going to have the woman of God, she can call in and pray us in on tonight's service. Amen? I'm going to give her some time. Because you know she has an iPhone. Take some time to work out. Want to be where you are. Gotta be, want to be. Whew. Is she calling in? Hello? I'll wait till she calls in. Well, in the meantime, while we're waiting for her to call in, we're coming from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23-29 and 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 23-29 and 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Amen. Woman of God. Praise God.
Amen. Prayers in, please.
Father God, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we come giving you glory, honor, and praise, God. God, we ask right now that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit, God. Oh, God, cast us not away from your presence, but restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Father God, we ask right now that you would touch the man of God, that you would pour into him, Father God, that you would give him word from on high, Father. Oh, God, and that when we hear it, Father God, that it'll be transformations in our spirit, Father. But God, that we'll become closer to you, Father God, that we'll stand on your word, Father, that we'll apply it and live it, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. All these things we pray. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah. Woo. So I give you a chance to get there. We're gonna ask the woman of God. She's still on. How was your day?
We thank God for another day. That's all we're gonna say.
Hallelujah. I take that. That's good enough.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo. So I give you about another 30 seconds. That good? Is that good?
Yeah.
Come on. I'm still thinking about the time that that Jayden came in, and he pretty much preached the word that night. Right?
He gave you your topic.
Yeah, he ushers in. Wanna be where you are. Okay. All right, here we go. We're gonna start with 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 first.
Mm-hmm.
Then we down to the New Testament, to the book of Hebrews. And then we're going to flip back to 2 Chronicles, just so you know. And in between that, of course, I can feel the Spirit give me Romans 12, 1 and 2 once again. I mean, that's another basis. One of my favorite scriptures, but it's a grounder. And what I mean is the grounder, it keeps you focused, it keeps you balanced, mm-hmm. and keep you steadfast on the high mark of getting close to Christ and getting your glorification in heaven. Because the glorification doesn't take place here on earth. Your justification does, but your glorification doesn't. Amen?
Amen.
So, Chronicles. Do it again. Did I put 2 Chronicles up there? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 reads thus. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Do I need to read again? I'm gonna read again real slow. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. He's talking about to all those who say, oh, I'm a Christian, or I believe in Christianity, or I worship God, I believe in God, I believe in the Trinity, or I take communion, and all those good things. Right?
Right.
He said, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Whew. I have dealt with a lot of people that's in ministry with their wicked ways. Come on now. Wicked, right? Mm-hmm. He says, and hear from heaven and will forgive their sin no less, their sin, and will heal their land. Now, let's flip on the book of Hebrews. And why are you doing that? It's very important to understand that when Christ came down, he said that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Before Christ came, if you sinned, they either stoned you to death, or they would cast you out and say, you a heathen, or you're a sinner, and you're going straight to hell. Right?
Sacrifice. They had the burnt offerings and sacrifices.
Yeah, they had burnt offerings back then. But what if you couldn't afford a burnt offering? What if you didn't have anything to burn to offer? And to those who have issues, like, let's take an example, people with MS or cerebral palsy, things like that. Mm-hmm. They cash up. He had a disease. But in today's society, we can run as we go about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the late 80s to this very now, to this very moment, it got rid of the psychiatric awards where people who have mental issues, and they allowed them among society.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have, so far, of all the shootings that occurred in the United States, especially in these school shootings, they claim these people have mental issues. Right? Mental issues. That's the cause of the shooting. And know the title of tonight's service. Do not change language. Not marking nobody. Not saying nobody. But if you saw the movie Nefarious, that movie was awesome. Some people get possessed and do some things and have no recollection or no idea that they're doing it. And some people have a recollection that they're doing some things, but they can't control it and they can't stop it. They can't do anything, and they ask for help. Do we give it to them? Do we give it to them? Or do we cast them out? My nephew is suffering from autism. And I recall my sister going to this one church my sister loved sitting in the front. Then she went from the middle to the back. Point when I came in one day and the pastor told my sister to take my nephew to the back of the room, to another room, where because he's disturbing worship. What?
Mm-hmm.
What? Maybe he was getting filled with the Holy Spirit. He can't speak like we speak. Maybe he was speaking in tongues. But you wouldn't see that because you don't have that eye. You don't have the spirit of what? Humbleness. Now check it out what Hebrews chapter 10, 23 to 29 says. I'm not trying to speak nobody. I'm just trying to get us right and get us ready because it's about to be on in a couple more weeks. We got the New Year's coming. This year is almost out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to get yourself prepared for the new year. Why continue to do, Roman God's a teacher. What they say when you keep doing the same thing, expecting different results?
Insanity.
The act of insanity. And let me, is that not in the Bible? Is that not in the Bible?
I don't know if it's in the Bible, but I know that that's the true definition of insanity. To do the same thing over and over and expect a different result.
So if you're doing the same thing day after day after day for the last 365 days in a year and you have not gotten any positive results, it's time to do the change up. Time to do the change up. I know the title says do not change lanes, but you got to change lanes when you are called, because a lot of us that's on this line right now are called.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not in the right lane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me tell you why you get there. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 reads that it says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let us to provoke unto love and to do good what works. not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Mm-hmm. I gotta read that again. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain for of judgment, fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Mm-hmm. Let me be transparent. Woo. The woman God sent me a text today and said, happy anniversary. Not that I forgot. I'm the only one sending her the text saying happy anniversary, right? Mm-hmm. But today she's, and I was shell-shocked for a minute, and I thought about all the hell and stuff that we went through in these last 5 years. Woo! Starting from this very day. And some of our people, some of our friends, they don't know half the battle, woman of God.
Amen.
They don't know half, but God knows the battle. God knows the ins and outs, the good, the bad, and the ugly that took place. Mm-hmm. Some of the ugly place. Some let me tell you, some of the ugly is beating the hell out of me. Mm. And if it's mean, that means it's taking a toll on the woman of God. Mm. I asked the Lord today, I said, do I falter? Do I do the same thing I've been doing? I can't hear nobody. Because we just say the same thing, then you're going to get different results. It's an act of insanity. I know people. Some people say I was crazy back in the day. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. I can't hear nobody up in here. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing something different for the last 5 years. I got out of that lane, and I'm trying to stay the lane that which I was called. And I'm trying to be a humbleness. But I was convicted for my last text. I was convicted.
Mm-hmm.
I was convicted. So it took, like the Lord said, it took some virtue out of me. To the point that I wanted, I just wanted to do something to give my flesh, if you will, some pleasure. And the woman of God just is nothing sexual. Mm-hmm. It was something my flesh pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
That magnitude of the person that I was. And let me leave that alone because I won't convict myself. But anyway. Just to know that I have to be humble. I can't hear nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I have to convict myself. I have to come back to the Lord, thy God, and say, look, you need to help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like before, and you help me with other things, but you need to help me with this. Because I'm struggling. And now I'm in a struggle. Because if I'm in a struggle, then my wife is in a struggle. And I don't like the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like the struggle. But then he gave me Hebrews, and then if anybody that's in the group chat, I sent this out to that. Let it be a reminder for the new year that's coming, because you know we're so quick to make resolutions,
mm-hmm.
and don't live by them. But I know for the last time I went to the throne of glory with something, he gave me something back, and he did what he said, because like the word said, he what? For he is faithful that he promised.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I said, okay, you made a promise to me. I didn't see it yet. I see it in stature.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any other things. Because you said the key word, and I'm not going to release it because there's too many people out there wishing for my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. If you follow us, you see the person put a comment on the podcast, and you saw my response. Woman of God said, I hope you didn't put that up there, but yes, I did. Because if you didn't want to listen to what we're saying, why are you tuning in?
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, so Hebrews chapter 10, and he gave me that this morning. I said, what a slap in the face. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So we all know the story about Moses.
Mm-hmm.
He made a promise to Moses that, you know, he do what does that he commanded, he'd get to see the heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Moses blocked his abundance, his abundance, but not walking in his what? His fast and the profession of his faith.
Mm-hmm.
It says without wavering, but he was wavering because he was murmuring, complaining so much to God. God said, okay, have the people pick somebody that's honest and humble among you that the people like, and, excuse me, let him be your help me. Right? That's how it went?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out in verse 27. It says, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fire and indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. And I'm going to wrap it up right here, then we're going to go. And I want you to ponder on this. Of how much sorrow punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sacrificed in a holy thing and have done despite unto the grace of God. Got real quiet in here.
Sure did.
You got the Son of God, the Son of Man,
mm-hmm.
I see the light, the Word, and everything else he has, the Messiah. He called you, bless you, save you, being your defense attorney in the courtroom of heaven, while the prosecutor Satan himself is on the other side. And you got the 12 judges ready to make a command on you. I don't know what your sin may be. I know mine. I know the demons that try to come and get me 24/7. Constantly asking God to give me an energy, take them away, keep them away. Don't know what it is. But don't you change lanes. Don't you give up. Don't you waver in praying. Don't you waver your faith in God. Because like it says, I'm going back to 2 Chronicles now, chapter 7. Verse 14 says, my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They are flourishing, but they're still judgmental. Mm-hmm. I know some men, they doing some things that's out of character, and they look good what they're doing. They got the elders, and they got all this stuff, and they got the apostles, and they got these bishops. But what are the people doing? What are you going in your community and helping the people that are hurting? Are you helping people that need God? Mm-hmm. Are you being I had that serious church hurt? Mm-hmm. Are you edifying the souls that's within your church? Not for the edification of getting money or being business people, but saving people's souls.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing them to God. Having a relationship with Christ. So they can get the guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about how much tithe and offering you get a week. It's about how many souls that's converted to God on a true strength.
Mm-hmm.
Willing to get his or her demon. Mm-hmm. Willing to confront the demon. Willing for God to claim that demon. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Because let me tell you, I don't know about y'all. I battle with mine 24/7. And mm-hmm. I got more than one.
Amen.
Even though some fell off and some went away, I still got more to go.
Mm-hmm.
None of us are clean from demons. Why? Because then we'll be perfect one. Mm-hmm. Our flesh itself is one demon. Because you can, if you can sin and get away with it, you do.
Sad.
Ooh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Help me. Mm-hmm. It's tight. So before you get to net, what was it, 2 more weeks from now? Was it 3 more weeks? Mm-hmm. About three more weeks from now. Say again?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, it's about 3 weeks from now. Before you start, I'm gonna lose weight, or I'm gonna eat healthier, or I'm gonna go to the gym, or whatever it may be. All those dedications, all those promises. And the Lord told me to break in with this one, but I didn't do it. You know, look at the military, look at the police officers, look at the firefighters, look at the sororities, look at the fraternities. They all got one thing in common. They got a brotherhood to those that's inside that unit or that organization. And if anything happens to one of those individuals in that organization or sorority or fraternity, they will do all what they can to help that individual. Christianity is supposed to be the same way, regardless whether I'm Methodist, Lutheran, Baptist, or Presbyterian, Pentecostal, whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. We're all supposed to be in one accord. I'm trying to get everyone to understand. Mm-hmm. Drop denominations. It's ridiculous. It's because you got your swag involved. What about put the Holy Spirit involved?
Mm-hmm.
Christianity is supposed to be the same type of way. You see one Christian fall, we all supposed to come together and lift our brother or sister up. Do you know how she got that way? Or you know how they lost their house? Or you know why their car got repossessed? Blah, blah, blah. Stop the gossiping. Because the prayer that you have and you in that group, you're not alone. You're not with those two or three people. Because the Lord says, when there's two or three gathered by my name, there I am in the midst. Yeah, you are in the midst. You're a blocker. Now, I listen. Woman of God knows how I preach. I want to go by what the Holy Spirit gives me beforehand and during. And this is what he gives him. And that's all he gave me. Don't be a gossiper, but be a worshiper. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a blasphemer, but be a worshiper. Don't get on your knees because you're laughing at the person's downfall, but get on your knees and start praying that the downfall will be an increase. To God be the glory. Do not change lanes.
Father, we thank you for the word that went forth on Sunday. We ask you to bless each and everyone who hears it. God, if they download it later, God, let it be nourished into their spirit, Father. God, whatever it is that they need, God, let them hear that morsel, God, that will change their lives, Father. Lord God, that will bring them closer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, as we leave on this night, God, but not your presence, we ask that you pour into the man of God everything that he gave out tenfold, Father God. God, that you will restore him, Father. God, that you will bless him, Lord God, with wisdom, that you will bless him with knowledge, that you will bless him with deeper understanding, Father, that you will be able to get the glory out of all things that proceed out of his mouth, Father. And for that, God, we say thank you, God. We count it as done, Father. In Jesus' name, as we leave this place, keep us in your presence. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Blessed be. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC and the pastor of the Church Without Walls. on behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we said we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, and know that let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and be safe. See you at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning.